Nature obeys his will, March 12. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens, thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth, and waterest it, thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water, thou preparest them corn, when thou hast so provided for it. This earth is the Lord's. Here it may be seen that nature, animate and inanimate, obeys his will. How wonderfully, with what marvelous beauty, has everything in nature been fashioned. Everywhere we see the perfect works of the great master artist. The heavens declare his glory, and the earth, which is formed for the happiness of man, speaks to us of his matchless love. Its surface is not a monotonous plain, but grand old mountains rise to diversify the landscape. There are sparkling streams and fertile valleys, beautiful lakes, broad rivers, and the boundless ocean. God sends the dew and the rain to refresh the thirsty earth. The breezes, that promote health by purifying and cooling the atmosphere, are controlled by his wisdom. He has placed the sun in the heavens to mark the periods of day and night, and by its genial beams give light and warmth to the earth, causing vegetation to flourish. I call your attention to these blessings from the bounteous hand of God. Our kind Heavenly Father has given us so many things to promote our happiness. He is the very fountain of love, the giver of blessings innumerable.